Special QC, keeping the legacy alive. Yes, that's the son of the great Lee Williams. And special guest Neil Roberson. You don't want to miss this one. Live in Pineville at Zion Hill Church Family, Sunday, September 11th. For ticket information, 901-707-1029 or RadcomEntertainment.com. The Canton Spirituals, CC Williams and the Spiritual QC. And also special guest Bishop Neil Roberson. Special upfront seats are available, 318-792-6736. Performing live in Pineville at Zion Hill Church Family, Sunday, September 11th, the Canton Spirituals, CC Williams and the Spiritual QCs, and also special guest Bishop Neil Roberson. It's time to praise. Sponsored by Snatch Bay Aesthetics.
Another proud sponsor of this station.
Hi, KYT fam. Hope you're having a great day. Here's what's happening in the headlines. Health officials are reporting an increase in Omicron cases, as many as 129 infections per day, and are concerned the Omicron BA5 variant and other variants that follow could send you to the emergency room if you're unvaccinated. In Louisiana, those not fully vaccinated account for 67% of COVID patients currently hospitalized. Getting a booster shot and wearing a mask indoors is advised. And an 80-page report from a Texas House of Representatives committee investigating the Uvalde school shooting said nearly 400 heavily armed local, state, and federal law enforcement officers responded to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary, but no one officer assumed command. The report says responders failed to follow training and put their own safety before saving the lives of the innocent. Investigators said accountability for their actions rests with each law enforcement agency. And three people are reported dead after a mass shooting Sunday evening at an Indiana mall. A man with a rifle opened fire at a food court, killing three people. An armed civilian witnessing the event shot and killed the gunman, according to police. Two people were injured. Today in history, 2017, Carlos Moore made history as the first black municipal judge in Clarksdale, Mississippi. On his first day, he ordered officials to remove the Mississippi state flag from his courtroom because the flag contains the Confederate emblem in its upper left corner. Thanks for listening. I'm Lisa Malvo. Have a blessed day.
Let's check our Monday weather in Natchez, Mississippi. It'll be partly cloudy. 93 is the afternoon high, 74 overnight. Partly cloudy and 93 for Lake Charles, 77 is your overnight low. Monroe will get pretty hot and muggy, partly cloudy. 97 is your afternoon high temperature, 78 overnight. Right here in the central city, partly cloudy. 96 is your afternoon high temperature, 76 your overnight low. Another triple-digit day for Shreveport. 100 degrees is your afternoon high temperature. 79 is your overnight low. And that's your Monday weather picture. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Wade Hampton.
KAYT, Shreveport-Greenwood, 92.5.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B. of the Zion Hill Church Family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keep the doctors away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Minister Fanny Reed, and we also have Minister Lily B. I will start off the message today. Seeing yourself as God sees you. And we are coming from the book of Psalms 139, verse 13 through 14. For it was you who created my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you because I have been fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. This scripture right here is telling us, no matter what people say about us, or even what you think about yourself, or what you look like, God said we are fearfully and wonderfully made because he made us. So God said the earth is his and the fullness thereof, and everything in it belongs to him. So we belong to God. And God says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. If we as human beings would take God at his word, we can make so many more positive decisions. Amen? What does it mean to be fearfully and wonderfully made? Fearfully, when translated from the Hebrew word, means with great reverence, heartfelt interest, with respect. Wonderfully mean, when translated from the Hebrew, unique and set apart. That's good stuff. God called all of us unique. No matter what we say about each other or what man say about you, God said we are wonderfully and fearfully made. When he made us with great reverence, heartfelt interest, and with respect. That means he thought a lot of us. Amen? Every human being was created to be made in Christ's image and to live a fulfilled life without rival for an amazing and unique purpose. One thing I want y'all to know, and the first thing, is that God has a purpose for all of us. In this life, nothing is made empty. Nothing is made just to sit around and do nothing. God has a purpose. In Jeremiah 29:11, God said he was mindful of us. He has a plan for us, a plan to bless us, to do good and not evil, and to have a purpose and expected end. So God got a plan for everybody on this earth, no matter what it is. He said he got a plan for us. It's a good plan, and it's not of evil. So we all got a plan. So we as human beings, we need to seek God's face and find out what amazing plan he has for us. Because whatever we think about it or how we feel about it is not God's way. He said his ways are not ours. His ways are past finding out. Even his thoughts are not our thoughts. So God has an amazing plan for each and every one of us. Fearful in this context does not mean to be literally scared or afraid. We are like something you need to be scared of. Fearfully mean that God has created us, and it means quite the opposite, that you were created with great reverence, heartfelt intent, and respect to be unique and set apart. You know, God thinks an awful lot of us. You know, that's good stuff. He said we are unique and set apart. So, you know, people always have a knack, and we as human, you so-and-so, you this, you that, and some of us really believe that, but we got to get this word of God in us. Romans 12 say, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, and your mind is renewed through the word of God. So we need to get the word in us, read and study and show yourself approved so you'll know who you are in Christ. Man might say anything. You know, we flesh. So we need to find out for ourselves. He says, study and show yourself approved. A workman righteously dividing the word of truth. He said for us to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. It's on us. It's up to us, people. God ain't going to come and force us. He not going to make us. But he wants us to be willing and obedient so we can eat the good of the land. And I want you all to remember, you are a child of God. You are wonderfully made, dearly loved. You're a child of God. You are wonderfully made, dearly loved, and precious in his sight. You know, we all have a problem somebody about wanting somebody to love me, or I want to love somebody else. But we need to know that God loves us first, whether anybody else loves us or not. But once we know that and accept that, God's plan for our lives can work out better. God's plan, he has a plan for our life, and it'll work out better. Like I said in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." God told us in his word that we are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. He told us he truly make us rich and no sorrow added. He said the years that the palmer worm, the caterpillar, the locust, and the cankerworm have eaten up, he will restore us. God said it. So we got to know what he said about us. And Galatians, he said that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. He said for poverty, he gave us wealth. For sickness, he gave us health. And for death, he gave us eternal life. Amen. We need to know these things. If we don't know them, the enemy could sneak in. Because the word of God said he come in with schism and ism. And he is a liar. He's the beginning of the liar, the end of the liar. He's the father of a liar. He just a plain old liar. So if we don't know what the word say, the devil can whoop us up with his lies. Like my mama was saying when she was living, the devil is a liar. And the truth is not in him. And, you know, we say that all the time because it's true. He is a liar and the truth is not in him. Amen. God declares a plan for us. He already got it fixed out. He said he prepared our way for us even before we get there. He made the crooked place straight. He made the crooked place straight. He prepared our way even before we get there. God already has a plan. You know, that's good stuff. But in order to find out what that plan is, he says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you." So we got to follow the orders. You know, we don't like to follow orders. He said, "If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land." But one thing we do, if the job say be there for 7, we there. If it say be there for 5, we there. If it say get off at 4, we stay. We make sure we on man's job. We make sure we follow the rules and regulations on the job. If we can follow a job, we sure enough can follow our Heavenly Father. And he said, if we follow him, he got a plan for us, and we follow him. He prepared a way even before we get there, and we follow him. He said he make the crooked place straight, and we follow him. He said what the devil meant for evil, he turned it around for our good. He even calls us to prosper in our mistakes, people. God is just that good. He said we got a real God and a father God. We protected at all times. We are covered in the blood. The anointing of God rests upon us. It's wonderful to be in the hands of God. It's wonderful to have a covenant with God. Amen. He already got a future for us. And our future is bright. That's what he said. He even got hope for. Hope is not giving up. We expect a good end. And he say, patience is a virtue. Sometimes we have to go through things, but it's all right. Because even in our going through, he say, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when we go through, he said, our trials and tribulation come to make us strong. It builds us up so we be